The chemtrails agenda has been hiding in plain sight for decades. Everybody who's been paying attention has noticed the strange and unnatural patterns in the sky above cities and regional centres. But the mainstream media has been telling us not to believe our own eyes. They've been gaslighting us on behalf of their paymasters, the global elite, and demonising anybody who dares to ask questions and do their own research. Unfortunately for the elite, in 2024, a succession of brave whistleblowers have come forward to share what they know about the agenda to poison everything under the sun. Before we get started, subscribe to the channel on Rumble, sign up to the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible team, and check out the brand new free speech forum at community.thepeoplesvoice.tv. According to the mainstream media, unnatural macro cloud patterns and bizarre grid-like cloud shapes are natural, and our skies have always looked this way. Never mind the fact that nobody can produce a photograph of a macro sky or grid-like pattern in photos from history, nor can they find a Renaissance or landscape painting from the past that shows these unnatural patterns in the sky. The elite have been gaslighting us for decades, but we've been recording, researching, and monitoring their lies. Now, thanks to people like yourself, people have been spreading the word about the truth regarding chemtrails, the dam wall has broken, and the lies of the elite are being exposed. We are living in a golden age of chemtrails whistleblowing, and pilots, military veterans, and aviation professionals are coming forward in their droves to alert the population about what's really happening in our skies.
You can see, I think that a chemtrail pilot was signaling and actually wanted to be seen here. He turns it on, turns the sprayers on, off, up. It's like an SOS message or something. This totally shuts down any of the government shills that want to tell you it's just because of difference in air temperatures and all this crap. Now, and you don't shut off jet engines when you have a plane, both of them. So this is 100% slam dunk evidence that we are being sprayed. I want you guys to send this thing viral. Send it everywhere, guys.
Despite the mainstream media's efforts to downplay it, these bizarre geometric lines don't resemble condensation trails, and planes in the past did not leave these lines in the sky. Fast forward to 2024, and everybody in North America, Europe, and other parts of the developed world are inhaling toxic chemicals and airborne mRNA, according to whistleblowing pilots, who reveal that the governments are working with the military and private contractors to medicate the public without their consent. According to a US commercial airline captain, who is also a military veteran, there is a psychological element to the chemtrails program. Among the mRNA and other aerosol medical substances they spray, there is something that causes profound depression and hopelessness in people. Speaking with his voice digitized to protect his identity, the pilot, who asked to be called Johnny, explains that many people within the chemtrails program commit suicide because they get exposed to a tiny amount of the material they are spraying.
They're really strict about keeping the pilot and crew working on the program away from the chemicals they load into the plane. And they have to wear PPE and biohazard gear and work in fume hoods. They keep a stockpile of chemicals in 660-gallon portable tanks. A lot of the guys I know who work on the program are true believers. They really believe they're doing something good for the world. I was once told by a pilot that some hazardous chemicals improve health in small doses, even if exposure to higher doses is lethal. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Here was this guy who wears the most advanced high-tech protective equipment in the world, making excuses for spraying low doses of a nerve agent on a population center in the US.
While the chemtrails program has its true believers working from within the corrupt system, many of them have committed suicide in recent years. Not because their consciences caught up with them, but because they were exposed to the hazardous cocktail of chemicals they were working with, and they became deeply depressed. Just like fluoride in our water supply, the poisoned air we're breathing is designed to have a psychological effect on the population.
The whole thing is designed to keep people unmotivated, lazy, and hopeless. That's why since the chemtrails program started, everyone has felt a bit more depressed. Everything seems to be a bit more gray. People can't think clearly and can't get off their ass to do anything. Cities are sprayed with this stuff when the powers that be want to make sure that nothing kicks off. I've had people tell me that they can sense something different in the air. You know, normal people on the ground. They say that something seems off at the moment, and people are all acting strangely. I can tell you this for a fact. They're not wrong.
According to the captain, the main reason drugs are aerosolized is so they can be sprayed on the masses from 15,000 feet. Take estradiol, for instance. It was aerosolized a few years ago. Why? Take a look at the side effects. Cancer, blood clots, heart disease, strokes, infertility, feminization of men, brain fog, and malaise or low energy. But it's not just drugs. It's also experimental vaccines. As the global elite find it harder to convince humanity to submit to COVID mRNA shots and endless boosters, they are having to find new deceitful ways to force their mRNA on us. As Science Translational Medicine's editor Courtney Mailer explained in this important article, newly developed airborne vaccines can be used to disseminate mRNA widely and rapidly without relying on injections or the need to seek consent. We have long been warning that the elite plan to poison our food supply, water sources, and fresh air, and now they're making their move. Fluoride has been in our water supply for decades, despite the evidence that it's disastrous for public health and lowers general IQ. Now we have evidence that mRNA has entered the food supply and is being sprayed on us from above. The IRS under the Biden regime has become an out-of-control tyrannical agency, hell-bent on targeting people who have the wrong political beliefs. If you owe any back taxes, the chances are they might come knocking on your door soon. Don't waive your rights and face these goons on your own. They're not your friends. Tax Network USA, a trusted tax relief firm, has saved over $1 billion in back taxes for their clients, and they can help you secure the best possible deal. Whether you owe a few thousand dollars or a few million, they will help you. Whether it's business or personal taxes, even if you have the means to pay or you're on a fixed income, they can help resolve your tax burdens and get the IRS off your back. Viewers of The People's Voice are being offered a free private consultation. Just call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/TPV. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/TPV. In the last 12 months, mainstream media has begun preparing the public for the disclosure that the global elite have been secretly spraying chemtrails on the population for decades. Brave whistleblowers are coming forward to share what they know about the inner workings of the chemtrails program, risking their life in the process. Kristen Magan was an environmental specialist 9 years into her career with the US Air Force when she decided to blow the whistle on the chemtrails program carried out by military under cover of darkness.
I had heard of what many people know as the term chemtrails, and I worked in a job called bioenvironmental engineering, and I thought that was insane, and why would we do something like that, modify the weather by using hazardous materials in our atmosphere? So, and actually the process of trying to debunk it or disprove it, I realized it was actually coming right out of my office, as I was one of the people that was approving the chemicals, and it really shook the core of my oath, and I did a lot of sampling, a lot of investigation, and I blew the whistle and I got out, and I've now used my credentials, my oath, and my powers for good to help people understand it's very real. It's now openly admitted. There are multiple forms of weather modification. I specifically found the one of stratospheric aerosol injection, and collectively around the globe, we have to understand that it is now being admitted because they're saying it's combating climate change. Well, the climate change we need to be worried about is man-made climate engineering, also known as geoengineering.
As Megan explained, the elite agenda to block the sun has taken a serious turn this year, with Bill Gates and George Soros pumping tens of millions of dollars into schemes to spray aerosols into the atmosphere to shield the Earth from the life-giving rays of the sun. Suddenly, chemtrails stopped being conspiracy theories and became the supposed cure for climate change. But those who've been paying attention know that the propaganda being pumped out by the mainstream media is utter hogwash. In 1972, the Club of Rome published the book The Limits to Growth, which called for extreme depopulation to save the planet from the plague of humans. This book has served as an instruction manual for the global elite ever since its publication.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
So in the session we just attended here at the Economic Forum, I think there was a sense of relief, actually, in your frankness. You brought up some issues that others are reluctant
to bring
up.
That's my trouble. Always. All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
They are not even trying to hide it anymore. Richard Vobes interviewed a commercial pilot who's been conducting in-depth research into chemtrails, and he found a link between the program and the Gates Foundation. To protect his anonymity, the pilots had his voice digitized for the interview.
So we have had many samples tested from various laboratories where they have mass spectrometers, and the main constituents are barium, strontium, aluminium oxide. The first two are carcinogenic. Aluminium oxide promotes Alzheimer's disease, amongst other things. And there are various microplastics, up to 2% uranium, and graphene oxide, which we all know about. These tend to be the basic elements in what they're spraying. The justification for it, they say, and we're talking the New World Order, globalists, etc., is to dim the sun, because it's climate change or whatever they want to call it next week, is to dim the sun and to insidiously poison everything. It is the depopulation program. It all leads back to that. It leads back to the World Health Organization. It leads back to the WEF, the WEF at Davos. And the main players who are sponsoring this are the Bill Gates Foundation and various others. But this is in their Agenda 2030. Is it in the Agenda 2021? It's well documented in the Johns Hopkins University agendas. They are all publicly available. So it essentially does two things. It is to block out the sun and to insidiously poison everything.
Now that more pilots and aviation industry professionals are coming forward to expose the agenda to block the sun and slowly poison everything on Earth, what can we, the people, do to put a stop to this?
Number one, now you know about it, please be more attentive. We know that the aircraft that are physically spraying over the land are between 10 and 15,000 feet. They tend to fly quite slowly and they're not on your flight radar apps. So if you have anybody with a good camera or a good camera phone, or indeed a telephoto lens, somebody who's a photographer, photographs of these aircraft with location, time, date, the direction that they're flying, when they go to the airports, anything unusual equipment. For instance, some of these freighters are out of place. The key thing is somebody must know somebody who works at an airport. That's really key. And what we're going to do is we're just asking anybody that works at an airport, it's your next door neighbor, it's your friend down the road, ask them. Now, there's a little trick that they can do. As I said, don't tell me, just write it down. So if they get a registration of an aircraft or something like this, it's just to be more attentive. The other thing we would say is over the sea, they're spraying the sea as well. We know this. They tend to drop down to around about 5,000 feet. And we've noticed various places, particularly the Pacific Ocean. You can actually see the chemtrails with some of the live satellite feeds that you can get. We also know that they've been spraying over the stretch of water between, I think it's Cornwall and Devon, I think it is, and the South Wales coast at 5,000 feet. So fishermen, farmers, everybody, yes, just pay more attention. Photographs, and there's plenty of websites out there now that you can actually go and post these on.
These are critical times. And here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the elite to the masses. It's the only way to hold the elite to account before it's too late. Join us in our mission to wake up the masses by subscribing to the channel and joining the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team. I hope to see you there. Today's sponsor is LiverMedic. If you think the supplements you are getting from big box retailers are doing you any good, think again. Did you know that most of the retailers in America are owned and controlled by the same handful of companies that control everything? But we have a choice. LiverMedic's leaky gut repair is aimed at the millions of people suffering from all forms of digestive discomfort. Their safe and efficacious natural product is physician grade, with no toxic fillers. It coats while repairing the digestive lining. Best of all, unlike Big Pharma's offerings, it actually works. Join me and millions of other Americans who are voting with our dollars by supporting an American company that truly cares about our health. Save up to 15% on a 3-month supply by using our code People's Voice by visiting livermedic.com/step/leaky gut special or by clicking on the link below this video. Take back control of your health. Protect your family from the global elite and hit them where it really hurts. Visit livermedic.com/step/leaky gut special or click the link below this video to find out more.